Hey everyone, this is Jordan from sleeklens.com and welcome back. Welcome back to having the podcast back up again. It's been a very long time since we have been able to record a podcast, and there's been a lot of reasons for that. But the purpose of this particular podcast, it won't be a real long one, but I wanted to kind of tell you the new things that are coming to Sleek Lens. Starting at the beginning of the year, there have been a lot of changes that have been going on behind the scenes, and this is just a really good refresh for not only the website but also the podcast to start off the new year with. So this podcast is mainly just giving you an idea of the new products that are becoming out, the new initiatives that we have going on at Sleek Lens, so you can kind of get prepared and get ready for that and know what's to come. So the first thing I want to cover is some of the products and the things that are going to be released in the near future. So one of the first things that's going to be released coming up in the next year, in the beginning of the year 2020, will be some new courses. We have some new courses that are currently being in the works right now, and we are really excited about putting those out. And so the first course is actually going to be a mobile photography course. This is for those of you who just want to get the best images possible from your smartphone. We'll show you kind of like the process of taking them, the best apps to use for taking them and editing them. Not only that, we'll show you how to really kind of infuse our products in that as well, because you'll be able to use presets in Lightroom CC, or a lot of people call it the mobile version of Lightroom. So that'll be a fun little thing to cover in that mobile photography course. We also have an HDR course as well. The HDR course is not like your typical HDR that you might see, where people just throw the course in like Photomatics or something and just tweak a few sliders. This is going to be showing you not only the automated HDR process, but also manual blending as well. Manual blending obviously is something that takes a little bit more time than allowing a software to put the images together, but it can really, really give you some amazing results. So we're going to be covering that as well in a new course. We also have a new compositing course that is going to be coming out. The current compositing course that we have is kind of like an introductory course. We're going to have another course as well to show you more tips and tricks when it comes to compositing images together, some real world situations, some fantasy situations, stuff like that. So you'll be able to get these tips and tricks on being able to put those together and really making convincing and realistic composites. So that is also a very, very cool one coming out. And the other thing is, for those of you who are trying to get into the business side of photography, we also have what's going to be called a 7-day business startup, which is a kind of a 7-day course. It's going to be kind of a different course than just watching it online. Obviously, you will be able to, but these videos are going to be sent out one per day over a week period, and it kind of gives you some things to accomplish during that day to get your photography business, your new photography business, off of the ground. So we're very, very excited for that. And also the other courses that we have going on, a few that we haven't mentioned yet that are pretty big. But I wanted to kind of go and talk about those because I'm really excited about those particular courses. Okay, so now let's move on to our Lightroom products. We have our Lightroom presets and profiles. So for the presets, we're actually going to be doing a good amount of retiring when it comes to our current presets that we offer. We have a lot of outdated presets. Well, I shouldn't say outdated. We have a lot of presets that are meant for older versions of Lightroom. So we're going to be updating some of those. We're going to be retiring some of those collections and releasing more new updates when it comes to those particular presets. We're going to have a lot of presets out there. We're going to have a lot of cool cinematic presets, which is a very, very big thing. A lot of mimic presets, which I think we've only done one of those, and it was actually a free one. But we're going to be showing you how to kind of mimic the style or copy the style of some other edits that you might have seen out there, and have those presets saved so you're ready to go and ready to apply those effects to your photos. So that's going to be kind of a cool one. A lot of people want to know how to edit a certain way, not to copy someone's style, but it's a great way of learning what each slider does or what each tool does in Lightroom or Photoshop. And that's a great way to do it. So those are going to be some more presets that will be coming out. But again, we're going to be retiring our old ones. to make room for these new ones. So we're not exactly sure which ones we're going to start retiring first, but that's obviously something that's going to be coming up in the new year as well. Where all of our presets going forward will actually be compatible with Lightroom Mobile or Lightroom CC. So that's a big thing that a lot of people are wanting, is to make sure that all of our presets are compatible with Lightroom CC. And so they will be. Obviously, they're compatible with the classic CC version, but when it comes to the mobile version, a lot of people have been wanting that. So we're going to be updating everything, making sure everything is compatible, making sure that all of the effects can be applied as they should be. So we'll be doing a lot of testing with that as well. When it comes to profiles, profiles are sort of a new thing. They've been around for a little bit, but not a lot of people have been using them. So we're really going to kind of make a big push for profiles again. We have a good amount of profiles on the website. Obviously, profiles and presets are two different things. They handle your edits two different ways. But for the profiles, we're definitely going to be pushing hard when it comes to that as well. And that'll also roll into some of our other presets or our other products when it comes to LUTs. So we do have a good amount of LUTs on the website. Those are, for those of you who are not familiar with what LUTs are, they are mainly meant for video editors. They kind of do a little bit of color grading to your video, but a lot of people don't know that you actually use these LUTs in Photoshop. You can actually download these LUTs and use them for video. So if you want to get a certain look in your video, you can apply these LUTs or lookup tables to your photos, but you can also actually apply them to static images as well in Photoshop. So that's a really, really cool thing, and we're going to be making a big push when it comes to that as well. So some new products, our new product that'll be coming out when it comes to photo editing is Luminar. We're going to be really pushing big on Luminar. We like them a lot. We like their software. We like that there's another alternative to the Adobe products. We love Adobe, but it's good to kind of branch out and give people different options. And Luminar is a really, really, really good piece of software. And I've been playing with it a lot more the last couple weeks, and it's a very user-friendly and also very powerful program. But for someone who has been using Lightroom forever, it's going to be hard for me to switch over. But if you want to do certain effects that are really geared more towards Luminar's strengths, this is going to be a good product going forward in the future. So looking forward to bringing those out to the public. Now, when it comes to the podcast, we're going to be releasing the podcast going forward in the new year on a very regular basis. We already going to have that scheduled out. And we want to actually include some of our community out there. So if you're listening to this podcast and you want to try to be on the podcast and we can get something scheduled, we would love to talk with you, some fellow photographers. It'd be a great way to promote your website, your business, your social media, because we do have a lot of talented people in the community, and we want to be able to help those grow and promote as well. So we're really looking forward to getting some guests on the podcast and just talk about photography in general, because that's what everybody loves in this community, most likely, is photography. So we'll be bringing that back on a regular basis. Something else that we'll be bringing back is the monthly photo edit contest. We've had a lot of requests on bringing that back. A lot of people have been wanting to enter it. Obviously, it's only for the month that the contest runs. So we'll be definitely bringing that back, and we have the images already ready to go for the whole next year. So we are set, ready to go for that. And to be a part of that, make sure you follow the Sleek Lens Members Club Facebook page. That's where we will release the details. Obviously, you hear about it here, but we'll release all the details there so you can download the image and start editing. And we look forward to seeing those as well. And the last thing we're going to be doing is a few giveaways. We actually have some products that have been sent to us that we have been asked to review. And so we are going to make our review videos, our review content, our blog posts, stuff like that. And then once that's done, we'll be giving some of these products away. And they're really, really cool products. So we're looking forward to doing that as well, kind of giving back to the community, which we really love. So that's the main things going forward. Well, obviously, we have a lot in the pipeline, but that's the main things going forward when it comes to the podcast and new products that will be coming out at the beginning of the year, and we're very, very excited about that. One last thing I want to mention while we're on the topic of new things coming out. Black Friday, the Black Friday sale for 2019 is actually coming up. I'm recording this mid-November, mid to early November. The Black Friday sale is going to be happening very, very, very soon. Obviously, Black Friday, everybody knows when that is. And so when it comes to the Black Friday deals that we're having, on Black Friday itself, on the 29th, on Black Friday, we'll be offering 40% off everything across the board on the website. All you have to do is use the coupon code Black Friday, BLK Friday, and you'll get 40% off everything that you buy. So that's a pretty cool thing. If you happen to miss it on Black Friday, if you're traveling, doing all these kind of things, and you want to still take part in the details and the deals that are going on Saturday after Black Friday and Sunday. Saturday is 35% off and Sunday is 30% off. So you'll be able to still use the same coupon code and you'll get a discount there. But obviously the bigger discount, the bigger advantage you have is on Black Friday itself. So remember, if you're looking for some things on the website and you kind of want to hold off, we completely understand. But just make sure you use the coupon code BLKFriday at checkout on Black Friday, and you'll get 40% off starting on that Friday. So that is some cool things going on. That is some new updates that will be coming to Sleek Lens in the future, and we really look forward to it. But guys, thank you for joining me in this podcast. I really enjoy recording these. I really enjoy talking with the community once these released. So we are looking forward to more in the future and getting to know you guys more in the future as well. So thank you guys for joining me in this podcast, and I'll see you in the next one.